husband's always talked about mental prayer. He's got books on it. My goodness, I can't be bothered with that. It sounds way too complicated. Focus. Hard for my brain to do that. Welcome back, everybody. Today is Monday of the fourth week of Lent.
Hey, thanks for joining us today. We continue to reflect upon Father Fernandez's book, In Conversation with God, sharing with you what stood out to us and why. Today, it's exciting because we're talking about prayer, and we're going to talk about also mental prayer. So, Janelle, you go first.
Okay. Prayer is indispensable for us, for if we neglect our dealings with God, little by little, our spiritual life begins to languish. If you abandon prayer, you may at first live on spiritual reserves, and after that, by cheating. So I just thought that was really important. You know, we got to be praying. We got to be constantly in communication with God if we want to be growing in holiness. And if we don't, you know, it might be okay for a little while. But after that, those reserves are spent, then we are cheating. And just like a tree that is rooted in truth, our fruit will no longer show goodness.
Very good. I think about another analogy is that as food is for the body, prayer is for the soul. Mm. If you cut out food from the body, what happens? Well, then you start living on reserves, the fat around the belly. And eventually that just kind of gives up and then you die if you don't eat. And so it is in the spiritual life. Unless we're praying, we're not going to be growing. At best, we will be surviving for a bit and then what we have will be lost.
And mental prayer, in my view, is nothing but friendly intercourse and frequent solitary conversation with Him who we know loves us.
So Janelle, you want to talk about mental prayer?
Sure. So actually, you know, Ken's always talked about mental prayer. He's got books on it. And I'm just like, my goodness, I can't be bothered with that. It sounds way too complicated. And it's like, you really got to focus. And it's like hard for my brain to do that. And then back in Advent, we were doing an Advent series just like this, following the sermons of St. Alphonsus of Liguori. And it was just so interesting because he spoke often about mental prayer and how essential mental prayer really was. And he, not only that, he didn't just talk about it, but he actually explained step by step how to do it. And so we actually made a video about that.
Yes. And if you want that video, like what is mental prayer and how to do it, there's different methods. St. Alphonsus's method is a favorite of mine. There's a video linked at the end of this video. And also I'll put the link in the description if you really want to learn how to pray by way of mental prayer with St. Alphonsus Liguori. Set that aside so you can use
your Yeah, so I started doing mental prayer, and I have to tell you, I look forward to it every single day.
Really?
I do, wow. Because it's like such, like, it's just like going to the living waters where you are fed.
Yes.
It's, yes. And I love it. I love it. And so I do, I actually follow the steps, you know, preparation and like
meditation. Conclusion.
Yeah, so, but I just, if you haven't yet started doing mental prayer, I would really encourage you.
You got to do it, friends. You got to. So again, the video is at the end of this video. Check out that link.
During all these years, says St. Teresa, except after communicating, I never dared begin to pray without a book. My soul was as much afraid to engage in prayer without one as if it were having to go and fight against a host of enemies. With this help, which was a companionship to me and a shield with which I could parry the blows of my many thoughts, I felt comforted.
I find this interesting because I was reading the collective works of St. Teresa of Avila, which is who Father quotes, and she said something very similar. He's quoting her. So it's in two places that I've read in the last 2 months, this exact same thing. And then St. Alphonsus quotes her, I think, in his sermons going back a few months ago. The point is, we need oftentimes a book to help us in the beginning stages to start off our mental prayer. In fact, St. Teresa of Avila says she needed a book to start her off. And if I'm not mistaken, she used the same book for 17 years. Mm-hmm. So you're going to need a book to start. And one book might be these meditations that we're going through. We'd encourage you to buy the series. It's a great way to start your mental prayer off. Again, you want to know the process of mental prayer? Go to the end of this video and check out that link.
What is important is that we do not want to be distracted, and certainly that we have no intention of being willingly distracted during our time of prayer. Involuntary distractions, which come about in spite of ourselves and which we try to reject as soon as we are aware of them, do not lessen the merit or the benefit of the prayer.
So a thought on distractions during prayer. It happens to everyone. Sometimes I sit down and I feel like I'm distracted 80 to 90% of the time. Today was a tough day in my prayer. I couldn't focus. My mind was everywhere. And I feel like I was distracted most of the time, but not willfully. Have you ever been just sitting there thinking about something without realizing you're distracted? Because when you're distracted, you don't know you're distracted until you realize you're distracted. In that moment, you don't know. And I'm like, oh, I just wasted all this time with useless thinking when I wanted to be praying. Does that mean our prayer is wasted? No. I didn't desire to be distracted. I didn't want it. And as soon as I recognize it, I brought my attention back onto Jesus. So please don't get discouraged if you get distracted in prayer. Catch it. Turn your heart back to Jesus. Because if you don't will yourself to be distracted, you have the goodwill not to be. God sees that. And in fact, he's pleased with the effort that we put in, even if we find ourselves distracted in prayer. And what I've found is that the more that we practice prayer, the better we get at it, and the less we'll be distracted, except for today. If our child is running towards me, let's say it's Catherine. Catherine is just over a year and a half. Her little legs are so cute. She's got a beautiful little smile, and she loves running into the arms of her daddy. So if I put out my arms and say, come here, Catherine, and Catherine starts running towards me with this big smile, and all of a sudden she trips, and she falls flat on her face. Am I displeased with her effort to come to me? No. I don't scold her and say, well, you should have known better. You got to, you know, get better at walking. Mm-hmm. No, I just say, get up, keep on going. Here's your daddy. Mm-hmm. And in the same way, our Heavenly Father sees us sometimes get distracted in prayer. We fall down. What does he say? Get up. Keep on going. Here's your daddy. Never get discouraged if you get distracted in your prayer. God is pleased with your efforts to jump in his arms.
No one on this earth has known how to treat Jesus better than his mother, Mary, who spent long hours looking at him, speaking with him, handling him with simplicity and veneration. If we turn to our mother in heaven, we will learn quite quickly to speak with Jesus confidently, to follow him closely, very united to his cross. So just to wrap up this video, I just think it's always a beautiful way to end off on a Marian kind of theme. So no one knows how to treat Jesus better than Our Lady. So let us do like her.
So in conclusion, friends, please share with us what stood out to you and why below. Share this video if you've been blessed by it. And also remember, if you want to learn more about mental prayer, it's going to be linked right after we're done talking. Rosary right up there. We'll see you tomorrow.